I visited with Wildcats offensive coordinator Matt Young on Monday morning. I asked him about the offensive performance against Hallsville last Friday and the Pine Tree game coming up on the road this Friday. The Hallsville conversation begins with quarterback Larry Pryor, who gained 232 yards rushing on Friday.
He played really well, came up big on the 80-yard run that kind of sealed the game or put it away, I guess. Some big blocks on that play. Seth Hard came across, great kick on the defensive end. Dakota Stockett pulled through on the linebacker. Jalen Hawkins faked across and held an unblocked defender that was blitzing into the play. So a lot of pieces falling together there. Ben Brooks and Dylan Carpenter down the field on the block. So he made a great play. There's also some other guys going with it. What I'm really pleased with him, the numbers were impressive, but it was really some little things he did, some decisions he makes between run and pass. That he was on point the other night to where I had a lot of trust in him making good decisions. Even one of his incompletions was a great decision on a route. There's a backside route where if he sees a certain look, he can take it, and he took it and actually overthrew a receiver, which is what we've been stressing to try to do. So really pleased. He was 9 for 12. Two of those incompletions were rare drops. Guys that they don't tend to drop passes, and both of those guys came back and caught the ball the rest of the night. So really pleased with Larry, the way he played. One thing that kind of jumped out was the tenacity he played with. He played with a little more intensity maybe than he does. He tends to always be pretty intense, but everybody knows a little higher level the other night.
David Plunk had great compliments for your offense. He said the offensive line would be the best that they had faced so far this season, and Larry Pryor was the best athlete that they had faced all season.
I agree. I mean, if you start watching, we're averaging 50 carries a game now because – we're really getting behind what the strength of the team is. That's what you got to do offensively. And those guys up front saw numerous different looks. Every once in a while, you kind of wonder why the play clock would go down. It's because Landon Watkins, the leader up there, is basically sorting things out and making sure everybody understands where they're about to go so we have a successful play. And starting with him, he does a tremendous job, plays extremely physical. And then it's been really neat to see the Austin Davis, Jess Jenkins, Spencer Bramlett, Isaac Perez, those guys grow up. Just not this season, but just entire in their high school career. Some of those guys played as freshmen, and what they're able to do now, just technique-wise and understanding. And if they do mess up, which is rare, they can come over and tell you exactly what they did and how they'll fix it the next time. So tremendous group up front. It's led to us rushing for over 300 yards, I think, in four straight games. So really like what those guys are doing.
It is Pine Tree now. It'll be on the road. They picked up a big win. They're hungry for more. Tell us a little bit about what kind of defensive challenge they'll present.
They're extremely talented. They're going to look as good as anybody we've played. They're real rangy up front lengthwise and got guys that can run. They're going to play really similar to what we saw last week. So it'll be base-wise. It'll be interesting to see what adjustments they try to make to handle us, and we kind of go from there. But really our focus week to week is us. The other guys, they show up and they do what they do. It really comes down to our execution, our tempo, and us finishing plays. And if we do those things and that's how we go about our week, then the rest of it will take care of itself.
KSST Sports.